it's Jessie from the House of Healthy, and I'm here today with a 10-minute workout for you. So this is a quick, powerful workout. We're going to move fast, we're going to move efficiently, and we are going to work our total body. You don't need any equipment for this. If you prefer, you can always do this on a mat, just a nice flat surface, either a mat, carpet, floor, grass if it's flat, you know, wherever you are, you can take this workout with you. And also some shoes. So I don't really consider that equipment, but most of my other workouts, we do not use shoes. So you will need some shoes today. Some nice training shoes would be good that have some extra cushion added into them. They can be thin-soled, but some cushion, because our feet will be lifting off the ground, and when you land, the cushion will help you not jar your knees, your hips, or your ankles. And if you don't have any shoes, you can either skip any parts where your feet might come off the ground, or just land very softly from your toes rolling down to your heels. That way you're not striking your heels and pushing into your hips or your knees. So let's get started. We're gonna start with feet wide, standing up. We'll be standing for this entire workout today. So stand tall, feet wide apart. So knees wider than your hip bones. And of course, feet wider than knees. Toes turned out. If you're on a clock, they'd be at 10 and 2 o'clock. Your heels drawing towards the center. And hands to your hips to start. I want you to draw your hip bones up, tailbone down. So you're scooping the pelvis, belly into your spine. Lower abdominals drawing up. Upper abdominals drawing in with the rib cage. And then your chest lifts. So you're engaged deeply, but you're standing tall. Now sweep your arms, inhale, reach all the way up, and as you exhale, sweep your arms down, bend your knees into a deep plie squat. Inhale, lengthen the legs, reach your arms up, push into your heels, and exhale, engage the core, sweep the arms down, bend your knees. Inhale, reach up, and exhale, press it down. Inhale, reach up, and exhale, press down. So a little warm up here. Inhale, up, and exhale, press down. Inhale, lift up. And exhale, press down. Four more. Inhale, up. Exhale, press down. Bend your knees. Long spine. Inhale, up. And exhale, press down. Two more. Reach up and press down. Last one. Reach it up. Press down and hold. So we're in a deep plie. I want you to reach your arms out to the side, so out to a T. Spread your fingers. Root the shoulders down. Zip up your core. Now tiny pulses with your legs. Just press down. Down, down, down. Little presses. Pulse, pulse. So lower and lower. Press, press. You're in a deep plie. Knees are bent over the ankles. Toes are at 10 and 2. The spine is nice and long. Tailbone dropping down. And tiny pulse, pulse. So if you have any tension in your hip flexors, if they're just stiff from not moving a lot or from moving too much earlier today or yesterday, this will help to warm up deep into those hip flexors. Probably already feeling that, feeling those hip creases warming up, the thighs. Dig into your heels, keep pulsing down and down. It'll warm up and let some of that tension come out so you can move with a bit more range of motion. Take it, press, press, down, down. Five, four, three, two, hold. Reach the arms out, sink really low. Now lengthen your legs, sweep your left arm up, right arm down, lean to the side, arms to a T, bend your knees back to your plie. Take it to the other side, lengthen your legs, left arm down, right arm reaches up overhead, lean, and take it down. Let's alternate side to side, lengthen the legs, left arm up, press to a T, right arm up, press it down, left arm up, press down, right arm up, press down, left and lower, right and lower, left and lower, lengthen right, lower down, lengthen the legs, bend your knees, reach and lower, lift and lower, reach and lower. So imagine you could reach to the corner of the room where the wall and the ceiling meet. Reach and lower, extend, press down, reach and lower, reach and lower for five, and reach, four, and reach, and reach, last two, reach, last round, reach, and take it to the center. Bring your hands to your hips. Tiny pulses here. Press down, down, pulse, plie pulse, down, down. Knees bent over the ankles. Little pulses here. Press, press, four, three, two, hold that plie at the bottom. So your knees are over your ankles, the tailbone scooped, hands at your hips. I want you to drop even lower, push into your heels, and jump up. Land softly, knees bent. Lengthen the legs as you jump up, press down. Jump up, press down. Let's add the arms. Jump, reach up, press down, hands to the hips. Jump, reach up, press it down. Jump, reach up, press it down. Reach straight up, draw the hands in. Reach straight up, draw them in. Jump up, bring it down. Jump up, bring it down. Lift and lower. Lift and lower for five and lower. Four, three, two, last one, land and hold. Tiny pulses again, down, down, press, press. You've got it. We're about halfway through the workout already. It's amazing, right? How fast 10 minutes can go by. You're working deep, you're working efficiently, and it probably feels like you've been working for about 15 or maybe even 20 minutes already. Press, press. Four, three, two, let's hold here. Widen your feet a little more, knees are bent, we're down in that plie, tall spine. I want you to shift into a lunge. So bend your right knee even more and lengthen your left leg, and then switch, bend your left knee, lengthen the right. Lunge to the right, lunge to the left. Right and left, right and left, right and left. Let's add an arm, sweep your left arm, reach it up, pull back. As you reach to the right, pull back. Bend that right knee and sweep your arm up to the right, pull it back. Left arm reaches, pull down. Reach, pull down. So you're lunging and adding this nice arm reach. If it's confusing, I know you can't see it, if it's confusing, do what you think is right. The most important thing is that you stay moving. And if it gets too much, that having the arm and the leg moving kind of throws you off, just do the lunge side to side with your hands at your hips. Press and press. Right, left, right, and left. Bend the right knee, left knee, right knee, and left knee. Four, three, two, last round. Let's lunge over to the right and hold here. Just stretch that left arm up and overhead. And then turn all the way around to the right. Bring your fingertips to the ground, framing that right foot. Your right knee's over your ankle. Lift your left heel and extend your left leg long. So you're in a low lunge. Your knee is off the ground on your back leg. That leg is extended out. Lengthen your spine. Draw your belly in. Lift the chest. Your arms are nice and long, but your fingertips are touching the ground. We're going to do a little jump switch. Now, this is where another one of these jumping moves, if you don't have shoes, I want you to just step up and then step the other foot back, or if you have any injuries. Otherwise, we're going to jump and switch. So let's take it slow for a round to start. Right knees forward, left legs back. Step your left foot forward, step your left or your right foot back. You're in a lunge. Right foot forward, left foot back. Now you can stick with this or pull up through the center, lift both feet, jump and switch. Jump and switch. Jump and switch. Jump and switch. Jump left foot forward, right foot back. Jump right foot forward, left foot back. Jump softly, land in the lunge. Jump and switch. Jump and switch. Jump and switch. Two more, jump, switch, last round, jump, switch, and hold. You're on the right side, right leg forward, left leg back. Hit it all the way around to the center. Toes forward, both legs straight, and just fold forward for a moment. Let yourself catch your breath. Ah, nice wide fold here, hips high, the head dropping low. And then I want you to come up onto your fingertips. So your back gets nice and flat. You're drawing your belly up and in. The toes are turned forward. So you're in this wide fold with a nice long spine. Your fingertips are right underneath your shoulders, which is kind of right underneath your gaze. Your fingers are right under your gaze. Now I want you to bend your knees. And as you do this, your hips will drop down. Keep the weight in your heels. And then lengthen your legs back up. Bend your knees down just an inch or so. And then lengthen your legs. Bend your knees, lengthen your legs. Bend your knees, lengthen your legs. Two more, bend your knees, lengthen your legs. Last one, bend your knees, lengthen your legs. Bend your knees and hold. Shift your weight into your heels, hands to your heart. You're in a deep squat now. So if you're not in a deep squat, that's okay. Find a deep squat, toes forward, weight in your heels. Sink a little bit lower. Hands to the heart. A little bit lower. Hold. Stand up tall. Bring your hands to your hips. Turn your toes open wide. And let's lunge to the left and right. Left and right. So bend the left knee. Bend the right. Left and right. Add your right arm. As you bend your left knee, sweep your right arm up and lower. Up and lower. Lift and lower. Stretch and press. Press and press. Left, right, left knee, right knee, left knee, right knee. And again, if the arm gets confusing, just go with what feels right for you, what you think it might be, or just keep your hands on your hips and work through the legs. Those are the most important part here. That arm is just a little extra something to bring your heart rate up even more. Press and press. You're in the home stretch. We just have this one more side to do, and then we are there. We are finished. We have our kind of our left side to do, and then our grand finale move, a little stretch, and we are done. Two more. Last one, take it to the left and hold. Reach your right arm up and overhead. The right leg is long. Stretch from fingertips to toes. And then take your fingertips down and frame your left foot. So, fingertips to the ground. Left knee over your ankle. The right leg is pushing out long behind you with your heel lifted. Squeeze your right thigh. Draw your belly in. Let's switch slow to start. Step your right foot forward, left foot back. Find your lunge here. Left foot forward, right foot back. Pause. You can keep going with this. If you have shoes on, if you want to jump, pull up through the center. Jump and switch, land in your lunge. Jump and switch, land in the lunge. Jump, switch your legs, land the lunge. Switch and land. 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 Up and jump. Jump and land. Jump and land. Jump and land. Nice and soft. Jump and land. Jump and land. Two more. And land. Last round. Land and hold. Left knee over the ankle. Back leg pressing long. And then swivel around to that wide fold. Lengthen both legs. Turn your toes forward. And drop your head down. Take a breath or two here. Just let the back of the legs lengthen. We're going to go into those little dips, finishing up with a little finale here. So, lengthen your spine, lengthen your arms, wrists under your shoulders, fingertips underneath your gaze, the nice long spine, long legs. Now bend your knees and just drop your hips down and lift up. Bend the knees and lift. So the hips just automatically move with this one. Focus more on the knees. If you focus on dropping the hips and lifting, sometimes it gets a little confusing and it's kind of hard to figure out what to do. So just bend your knees, lengthen your legs. Bend your knees and lengthen. Your heels stay glued to the ground. The belly's into your spine. Bend your knees and lengthen. Bend and lengthen. For four, three, two, last one, hold that bend, bring your hands to your heart. Engage your core. Shift the weight into your heels, find your deep squat, pulse here, press, press, down, down, pulse, pulse, press, press. Five, four, three, two, hold. We're gonna start slow, a little smaller, and then we're gonna add a little lift to this. So if you need to, you can stay in the first move. Or if you have those shoes on, you want to jump, we're going to take it up. So stay here in your squat. Now push into your heels and lift tall. Lengthen the legs, stand tall, press your hands down by your side. Bend your knees, sink the hips back, hands to your heart, deep into a squat. Lift tall, lengthen the legs, lengthen your chest, arms by your side. Bend your knees, sink down into your squat, hands to your heart. Lift tall, lengthen the arms by your side, lift your heart, lengthen the legs. Bend your knees, sink down and hold. Now we're going to keep going with that, or as you lift up, take it into a jump. Lengthen, lift up and jump, land low in the squat. Lift up, jump, land in your squat. Lift up, jump, land down in your squat. Lift up, jump, land down. Power up, press down. Power up, press down. Four more. Three, two, last round, hold, land. Lift tall and inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Take a big breath and exhale, press them down. Inhale, sweep up, lift. And exhale, press down. One more inhale, lift up, bring your palms together. And exhale, hands to your heart. And there you go. Quick 10-minute workout. Maybe a little longer, but you get the idea. Big, powerful moves where you can just take this little bit of time and have a full, total body, deep workout. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that you come back for more. Have a wonderful day. And for more, of course, check out thehouseofhealthy.com. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel or check out Facebook, follow on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Thank you so much for stopping by. Have a happy and healthy day.